Canmore, Seth Anderson is ready to blow the roof off the Canmore Legion like it's February 2020. The folk rocker and local favorite, who honed his artistic sound on stages in the Rocky Mountains, headlines a three-act show Friday, May 20th, at the downtown Canmore venue starting at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 at the door or in advance at the Legion or online at www.sethandersonmusic.com. I always say, there was a party and I showed up to play whenever there's a Canmore show, said Anderson. The performance part of it is part of the night, but I feel like we're all just part of this one big thing that's going on and everyone's contributing. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Seth Anderson, at Seth Anderson Songs, playing on stage with Anderson, vocals, guitar, will be his backing band, consisting of Brent Cooper, electric guitar, Eric Schvilpis, bass, vocals, and Matt Doherty, drums. Before the main event, the night of live tunes features Calgary punk rockers Fizzgigs, and talented Canmore fingerstyle guitarist Kyle Pullen. The last time Anderson played the Canmore Legion was on a snowy night in February 2020 when a very large crowd of Bow Valley music lovers flooded inside the Three Sisters branch and buzzed for his album release party of We Could Be. I really do love Legions, Anderson said. I'm from a pretty small town on the East Coast and Legions, I feel, are just so closely attached to the communities that they're in and they just have the old school vibe to them and I don't know what it is about them, I've just always gravitated towards them. Since that night, Anderson has moved from the Bow Valley to Calgary, freshening things up for the creative mind and surrounding himself in a larger music scene. He also dropped his latest single, Big Red Sun, last fall as life changes were well underway. The song was written years ago when he, funnily enough, moved from Canmore to Calgary. Now as restrictions have dropped and venues are going crazy booking acts again, Anderson is in demand to rock crowds this spring and summer, including an upcoming tour to Halifax and back this June. I appreciate it so much more. I know that sounds cliche, but it's so true, said Anderson. Generally, I'm excited with the whole process again of booking shows and getting ready to go out and rehearsing. It kind of not even feels real yet. But before the East Coast gets Anderson, the Bow Valley can welcome him back to town and on stage, in style. A regular at the Canmore Folk Festival and voted Best Local Band by Rocky Mountain Outlook readers, Anderson might just have a little extra for Canmore too. The Canmore show is always something really special. It always has been, said Anderson. It's just this positive feeling event and I'm just super grateful that the community there has accepted me the way they have. It's just a super special thing for me to play there still and have people come out.